Welcome back to Journey to Your Higher Self. I'm your host, Krista Melville. And on today's broadcast, we're actually diving into the very first lesson from the He Notes series of Purposeful Unions. So like I said before on our premiere, the Purposeful Union series consists of He Notes and She Notes. The He Notes really emphasize and explain the male dominance, the male thought, his behavior, his emotions, and his experience. So we're going to really thoughtfully explore what it's like to be a man, what it's like to think like a man, act like a man. I know it may sound strange to any male who's listening. You're a woman, so how do you know how I feel and think? Well, the same way you know how we feel and think as women, okay? You have to remember that God created us on the same day. Of course, He created Adam first, but from Adam's rib, He created us. He created a woman for Him. So this woman knows Him. She understands Him. And I think that is the real problem why we are often in conflict with both genders. There's not enough acknowledgement and understanding. And I'm here to change that. I'm here to welcome men to our world, our understanding freely. You know, you have a voice. What you say matters. You know, we care. We love. We love hard. I know we're wired differently. We don't think the same. We don't act the same. And that's for a reason. And we respect that. So I'm speaking for women. If you a man right now and you are in a relationship or have been in past relationships and you haven't felt loved and appreciated and accepted, I'm here to tell you, I'm speaking on behalf of that woman. I appreciate you. I love you. I care. You know, I care about how you feel, how you think. What you say is important. You matter. You matter to me. You matter to the children that we have. You matter to the world. You know, we want you to succeed. We want you to do well. We want you to think well, speak well, so you can produce well. We're here for you. We have your back. I have your back. So this series is entitled He Notes. And we're going to encounter this first broadcast, we're going to discuss the number one reason why men are disqualified in relationships. Okay, we're going to talk about the reason why. There's always a problem. Women think that you don't get it. He doesn't listen. He doesn't understand me. He doesn't love me. We're going to peel back and open the curtains to invite them in. We're going to let them know. If you haven't told them yourself, we're going to let them know together. And the number one reason why a man is often disqualified in a relationship is simply this. He just doesn't know how. Okay? He doesn't know how to function in a relationship. And you may be wondering, well, he's here. We're together. We have great sex. We talk. We go out. We have fun. We have a child or children. But listen, that doesn't mean he knows how. Okay? As human beings, both male and female, we have a body, we have a spirit, and we have a soul. So our bodies function. You know, we're agile. Our hormones are working. We have a will. So we do what we will to do. And having sex doesn't make you an immature person. You know, it is a physical attribute that we have that we know how to use. Okay? So you may have a man with you right now in your bed, in your home. But it doesn't mean he knows how to function there. And you need to understand that. And when we get to the She Note series, you know, we're going to expose you as well, the woman. So we're talking about the man right now, and he doesn't know how. He doesn't know how to function. And we're going to list some reasons why here. And I'm going to list them in a order that I think that is, you know, it doesn't. Now, it's not a matter of being right or wrong in this instance is of what order it comes in. But I think I place them in order of importance. And the first reason that a man is doesn't know how to function in a relationship is has to do with his male lineage. It has to do with the men that came before him. Has to do with the way they thought, spoke, and acted. Because that is a part of him. The decisions they made affected him, even years later. Second reason is the male experience. Oftentimes, a male child listens to his father. The father talks to him about his male experience. This is what I encountered in relationships. This is how I felt as a man. I spoke to this woman that way. It happened. She didn't receive me. I felt this way. She's bad. She's this. She's that. So you're now picking up what your father went through. And you're now thinking, oh my gosh, that's going to happen to me. So right then and there, you now have a negative response towards women. You're going to be on guard. You're going to be looking and watching and listening for these same things to happen to you. And that is wrong because you're not being present in your relationship. What happened to your father happened to him. And the relationship you're in is with a different person. So you're not giving that person a fair chance. You're not giving them all of you. You're now subconsciously reliving your father's experience, and you're not having your own unique experience. So in that respect, you're not open to grow. Your mind isn't open to flex and stretch and learn this about this person and to realize what you're doing or not doing to help this relationship to grow. I mean, this is powerful, guys. This is really something that we overlook every day. We're aware of it. I'm sure you're aware of it. If you're listening right now, you're aware of it. But stuck in your subconscious mind is what happened to your father or what happened to other men in your life and what you see outside and you sit around with guys and, oh, this happened to you too. Yeah, this woman is whack or she's crazy or she's this and that. But what are you doing to support that? What have you done? Did you help the situation? What did you give off? You know, you have to remember that women feed off of men just and vice versa. So take responsibility for what you do. So the third reason why men often don't know how to function in a relationship is the male identity. Who are you? You know, you need to know who you are. You're not your father. You're of his lineage, yes. But who are you? What are you supposed to be and do in this world? Have you figured that out yet? Chances are, if you haven't figured that out yet, you're not going to be a good partner. You're not going to, because you're still going to be wondering in your life, what can I do? What do I want to do? What could I have been? That's going to be a problem weighing on your mind constantly because we're supposed to be purposeful beings. And that is always there lingering, and that's going to bring stress in your relationships. It's going to eat away at your subconscious mind and eventually take over your conscious mind, and your ego will get involved, and you're going to say and do things that are hurtful without even thinking about it. So the fourth reason is the male dominance, which is supported by your hormones. You know, there's different kind of men. There's some soft-spoken men. There's alpha males. There's men who are, you know, have a quick temperament. You know, there's many kinds, as women too. You know, so you have to honestly bring your personality under subjection You know, there's a time for everything. There's a time to react, a time to overreact. Not that you ever should, but there's a time to speak up and a time to just be quiet and listen. You know, there's a time to, and also having self-control will help you to really hear what the real problem is and not just listen to all the noise. You know, when you can hear what the real problem is and you speak it, oftentimes, this is a nugget right here. Oftentimes, you're going to quiet that noise. Yes, it's like speaking to the devil. It's like you're speaking to the problem. You know, it's like you're silencing it. You're letting the person know, I see you. You know, all this other stuff is not important. This is what the real problem is. Now, it doesn't mean that they're going to come back with a good answer, because you know you've now hit a nerve, but again, it's your delivery. You know, that's why the Bible says husbands love your wives. So you're gonna come the way you should come is you should come in a loving, compassionate manner, because that's a fellow human being. And if this is a person that you truly love, or you want to raise children with, and you want to have a peaceful home, you know that saying, happy wife, happy life, it doesn't mean that you have to give in to the nonsense, but just be compassionate, you know, exercise some grace, and it's going to ease your mind and help you to live stress-free. I mean, come on. You know, don't make love wait here. Just do what you need to do to have peace. But it doesn't mean that you're going to allow stuff, which most men do, and just, oh, she's crazy, I'm not listening to her. Yeah, no. When you keep pushing things off, they don't get better. They get worse progressively. Okay, and some women go from 0 to 100 real quick. So, your hormones have come into play. You know who you are. You know how you act. You know, some things need to tone down. There's a time and place for everything. And you have to be careful about your thoughts, you know, and listen to what she's saying, you know. So, the next reason is material fixation. And a lot of men are fixated on things, cars, you know, cars with rims and clothes. I look hot, and jewelry and stacks of money, and you know, that can pose a problem. You know, when you overzealous, you know, that sets the tone. That lets the person know that, okay, does he really love me, or is he just love these things? He just wants to live in the fast life. He's not serious. Okay. And remember, we're talking about the reasons why most men don't know how to function in a relationship, and how they are often disqualified. So, yeah. So, if you're fixated on just having things and things and things, well, no, you should be fixated on this person, and you can have these things together. You can work towards it together. I mean, that's just being smart. Next is sexuality. This is a big one, because if you're only fixated on sex, how you want to please your woman all over the place, I mean, that's not all of it. There's going to be a time where, you know, she's on her period, or she's pregnant, or she's stressed and tired, and you don't need to be coming with this. She's not going to be open to receive you. She's going to turn you off. She's going to brush you off. You need to be considerate. This is where you need to be a human being here. You're not only thinking about your sex drive, you know, be a little unselfish here. Because, you know, what if you're the one that's sick? What if you're the one that's going through something at work, or stressed out, and you have a problem? You don't want to have sex. So be considerate of her when she doesn't want to. Don't make it a problem. You know, when she sees that you care about her in this respect, you know, she's going to love you more. You know, and when you get through this problem, hey, it's going to be on. It's going to be great sex. So be considerate, you know. So the next one is relationships. If you as a man have not seen great relationships around you, it's going to be hard for you to know how to function in one. You know, if you don't see any success rates, it's going to be hard. You're going to think, man, there's no hope for me. And oftentimes, you know, you may see one or two, but if you're not around them constantly, you know, if you don't see how they behave and what it really takes, and if you're not strong enough, you know, to overt your own tendencies, then that's going to be a waste. You know, because a lot of times people do get good advice. They do see have access to good examples, but they choose to do their own thing. They choose to get caught up in different stuff that they don't see plainly if a situation is bad or not. That doesn't mean because you have a good example, it doesn't mean you're going to follow it. So, you know, so, and also, you know, your level of maturity, you know, age. I don't like to use age as a factor, but it can come in because maybe you need more time. I would say a time factor, which it is, we do chronologize everything according to age. So if you're still in adolescence, hey, you don't know anything about qualifying for a purpose for union. You're trying to focus on just staying alive, getting your needs met, your bills paid, you know. Yeah, so while maturity is definitely a factor, I would say overall is the character of the person and the willingness of them to really learn how to be a man. So having said that, you know, overall, I would say in order to qualify or to get on the path to become a man who is union eligible, I would say you really have to search yourself. You have to have that moment away with yourself, just you and God. Just emptying in yourself of everything you've ever done and just present it before God and know that you're not alone in this. You know, we're all on this journey together, male and female, and it's important that we come together and acknowledge our differences and also the things that we've done that haven't helped or supported one another and just start doing right. You know, it's really having the will and volition to do what's right and to make that change. And only you can do that. So I encourage you to continue on this series so that we can uncover some other things that prevent us from being who we're supposed to be. Okay, so today we discussed the main reason why a man is disqualified from a relationship or fails to function in a relationship. And it's simply because he doesn't know how. Okay. And it was so important that I begin with this because this is the underlying root. If you don't know how to do something, you won't do it. And I hope that this lesson was informative. I hope it was convicting. And I hope, most of all, that it was transformational and that it encouraged you to hang in there. And I hope that you stay on this journey with me. I'm here for you. I have your back. I understand. And when we get to the she notes, I hope you will understand us better. So thank you so much for joining me today on the premiere broadcast, the he notes series of Purpose for Unions. And we are on the journey to our higher selves. I'm your host, Krista Melville. Now, another thing I would like you to do for me is I'll be posting these links to the broadcast on my social media outlets. I am The Higher Self Coach on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And also, the broadcast will be available on my website, crystalemelville.com. And feel free to send me your feedback, your comments, how this has helped you, what you have learned from it, or what you would like to share, your own experience. And, you know, sit down, share it with your guy friends, your dad, your grandpa, whoever. And just, I'm so excited to be on this journey, and I hope you are too. So tune in next time for our second broadcast. Our second he note will be, I don't know how to love. So that's a big one. So I hope to see you for that one. Please share it. I'll be letting you know when it will be available so you can just listen in. And thank you so much for listening again. I'm so excited that you're here with me. And I hope to see you again on Journey to Your Higher Self. Bye now.